KJ News Time, 8:32. Good morning to you for Thursday, January 6th. Brought to you here by Safeway. Get everything on your list, the price you need. Safeway now has thousands of new everyday low prices. I'm Ed Baxter.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Jones-Lee. We have a developing story in Oakland right now. Let's go live to East Oakland, KGO's Jenna Lane, where there's been a raid on a home. Jenna, what can you tell us?
I'm on East Street near 94th Avenue, where a patrol officer noticed something suspicious around midnight. Just a few hours later, police surrounded the house and went inside, says Sergeant Tim Nolan.
We served a search warrant. We had several people inside the house, some of whom were felons.
They made two arrests. Sergeant Nolan expects there will be several more to come. They've recovered one firearm so far and are searching the house and cars parked outside it as we speak. Asked whether this raid is in connection with the shootings of six people earlier this week just a few blocks away, Sergeant Nolan said, not that we know of. Reporting live in East Oakland, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
Jenna, Go ahead.
Well, they're still trying to figure out what charges or what cases this connection to. Is that correct?
That's right. They'll only say that they noticed something suspicious at the home and served a search warrant in connection with that suspicious activity, but they're not yet tying it to any particular case.
Do we have any idea what the men were or what charges these two people were arrested on?
In connection, he said, with violence and possession of firearms. Also, I'm hearing some talk from some of the officers here about drug sales.
Okay. Thank you, Jenna. Live report, developing story. We'll check traffic in a minute. KGO News Time, 8:34.
A spray of gunfire shattered windows, left holes in the walls of an Oakland home early today, narrowly missing a two-year-old boy and his father. KGL's Jenna Lane has that story.
Andre Robinson was awake around midnight because his baby was awake. Andre's 6'7", and when he stands next to the bullet holes just above his fridge, it looks like sitting down with little Jaden saved his life.
As soon as I sat down and leaned over to play with the baby, I just started seeing dust, and where he was laying at, all kind of the fragments from the wall landed right where he was laying at. But I had grabbed him by the end and laid on top of him.
His fiance spent the wee hours dealing with the police, calming their older children, and scanning Craigslist for a new place to live.
No, we're not hurt. I'm more frightened than anything. I can't stay here anymore. I can't do it.
Police raided a house nearby, found assault weapons, and arrested several people, but they can't say if those responsible for the gunfire at the Robinsons are among them. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
4:34 at KGO. Just 1 minute away from... For the second straight day, an Oakland home has been sprayed with bullets. It may have led to a police raid on a separate home in East Oakland. KGO's Jenna Lane is following up on this story.
Sergeant Tim Nolan took a break from searching the house on East Street to say,
we served a search warrant. We had several people inside the house, some of whom were felons.
While half a dozen suspects watched from the backs of patrol cars up and down the block, neighbors said it was too dangerous to talk about what they'd seen, except for LaTanya Ashley. She called police after stray bullets pierced her car and kitchen wall, barely missing her fiancé and their two-year-old boy.
This is crazy. I don't even deserve this. I don't even know why people act like this. And then it's always innocent bystanders. My son could have been a statistic last night.
Police say the shooting outside Ashley's home around midnight might have led them to the house they later raided, but they aren't saying if the weapons found inside are connected to her case or to any other. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
5:34 at KGO.